Hi everyone, my name is Lionel Skepmans. I am a PhD student in anthropology, and I have the opportunity in the frame of the Wikimania 2021 to present my thesis during more or less 20 minutes. So I will start the chrono right now. Yes, and it's not easy. It's a difficult task for me to present such a big intellectual work during 20 minutes. I just did it in French before. And even in French, it's not easy. So in English, for me, it's even more difficult. But anyway, I will try my best. My thesis is about Wikimedia movement. And it's a special enterprise for a student in a PhD student, because I'm writing it in the fr.wikiversity.org, the French Wikiversity website, directly on a web page, instantaneously, sorry for the pronunciation. And by the way, I'm talking on a website who is situated inside of the field of my observation. So it's a very interesting methodological situation where I can ask to people and invite people to read what I'm saying about them, and obviously react if something is wrong or not precise enough, and or just to leave a comment and so on. So I mean it's the first time that about what I know, it's the first time that such a work is done in a social sense, is done directly on a web page, directly in during the working process. Only one other example was existing in the net. It's a Scottish guy who did a PhD about digital literacy, and he did it in a private server and a private Wikimedia media wiki software, and the website disappeared, and so my PhD should be online for perpetuity. This is the worst word in English to say for a French guy. Anyway, so let's go on. I introduce my PhD thesis by saying then Wikimedia is definitely not Wikipedia, and because you know, a lot of people, the public, know quite well Wikipedia as a daily website that they consult, but and not everywhere in the world, of course, because there is in Africa, where I was exploring what's happened there, many people don't know Wikimedia, or even Wikipedia And even if they use it, but for them sometimes it's just Google. When you speak about the mobile phone, what are you doing? I am on Google, and Google give me answer. So, but we know that Google can give answer coming from the Wikipedia very frequently. So well, for me it's important that the Wikimedia movement start to be known by most people, because the idea of the foundation to rebrand the movement in general, with adopting Wikipedia everywhere, Wikipedia Foundation, Wikipedia Association, in a target to increase the power of the marketing and the visibility of the movement. I share with the people who was against this idea, that for this good of marketing idea, it will be a very bad external consequence of this decision. So and to prove the difference between Wikipedia and Wikimedia, I'm continue with the second chapter where I'm talking about the cosmology or the cosmography of the Wikimedia galaxy, where I present everything. I try to be exhaustive, complete, to make a complete revision of all entity of the movement, and I conclude by the fact that then the movement is quite complex by the diversity, but not by the inclusion of each of one institution into another institution. For instance, in Belgium, we are depending of the OTAN, OTAN, I don't know how to say in English. We are depending of the Europe, you are depending of the many institutions that are included, the first in the second, and everything depends of the decision of the OTAN, of the Europe, and so on. While in Wikimedia movement, everything is quite separated and auto. Autonome in French, in English, quite quite dependent, independent. Yeah, sorry. And from this, I go to another chapter about the roots of the movement, which is important for me because in the root of the movement, the root of hardware, I mean internet, informatic system, computer system, and so on. But more than this, the root into the ideological revolution inside the technical revolution, who start with Richard Stallman. Who is the founder of GNU, GNU Linux, the part GNU of GNU Linux, and Stallman introduced or reintroduced the idea of sharing inside our in a world where everybody are talking about business, so making money, sell something and receive increase capital and so on. So this is important to know where come from the the soul of Wikimedia movement, and for deeply understand the importance of the paradigm of share, of sharing. Because if we continue with the next chapter, where I'm speaking about the story itself of Wikimedia movement, we are seeing something like a drift mission. What I have to say about this is that in the beginning, it started with the fork, the Spanish Wikipedia fork, when people decide to leave the movement, because we are talking about advertisement, putting advertisement in the website to get money and pay the enterprise, the Bomis enterprise, which is the enterprise of Jimmy Whale. And it will be a start of a first control of possible drift of the sharing paradigm. And after this, it continues some time, but we are reaching now to a certain time where it's clear that that's the drift of the mission of Wikimedia Foundation and the movement in general is concrete, because we are talking now to create the first commercial website, so .com, which is the Wikimedia enterprise website, to sell privileged access to our project of where we are sharing knowledge, and sell it to the big the big mamas of the web. And this is for me clearly a drift, because in the statement, the below of the Wikimedia Foundation, it's clearly written than they are working, than we are working to share knowledge for free and for perpetuity. And if we start to sell, the access to the knowledge is not free anymore, and it's not in our mission anymore. So it's one of the remark of and I explain all the story from the beginning of the birth of the movement, with the creation of the first Wikipedia in English, to now, how everything was more or less controlled by the community. For instance, when they refused the rebranding of the movement and the foundation, which is a good idea, marketing in term of marketing, but probably not a good idea in term of clarity inside the movement and face to the public who are using our project. And this is the main idea coming from the history of the movement. After that, I start to speak about the actors of the movement, and I put some statistic and I speak about motivation and so on. I speak also about the diaspora of the movement, where people who are collecting, for instance, in the French part, there is a website called Wikimonde, which collects the article coming from collect the deleted article from Wikipedia, French Wikipedia project, which is a good idea, I mean. And it's important also to not focus on the movement as something like a community, a bit something like we are Wikimedian and we are working for our community, and don't care about what's happened outside. I don't say that's what's happened right now in the movement, but we have to be aware to be careful about this other possibility drift, because our mission is to share knowledge and now to develop a big movement, a monopolistic organization about sharing information. This is a personal point of view, of course, but well, my PhD thesis is made in the frame of a laboratory of prospective anthropology, where we usually we are okay for explaining our implication, our idea to be more subjective about what we are talking about, but for sure keeping always the information complete to give to the lecturer the possibility to make his own opinion. After this, I would like to speak about the culture of the Wikimedia Foundation, which is it's quite spectacular. I don't know if the term exists in English. It's quite unusual. It's quite revolutionary. Because you know, I don't know where in this world we can find a place where a newcomer can, after a few days and few activity, take part of the very important decisions on a website, or even here choosing the next board member of the foundation. You know, it's something incredible, which never exists in the civil society or the business sphere, and this is maybe due to a philosophy of counterculture, which coming from also the prehistory, the roots of the Wikimedia Foundation, Wikimedia movement, with people as like Stallman, or even I forgot his name, the person who start the Creative Commons foundation. Where is it? License, free license. So I won't spend. Sorry. I don't remember. Anyway, and in the end, I would like to recycle what I learned when I'm studying Wikimedia movement in the context of the global humanity and the global digital society, to propose alternative way to imagine the future of our our humanity. And I would like to conclude on this way. And well, I did my best in English for explaining my PhD stage is in this stage of ongoing process. If you understand French, I speak also in French. But the best way to know what I'm saying, I'm writing, is to go on Wikiversity. So I created one page in French. The 20 minutes are over. I created one page in French with the complete PhD thesis text, but also one page in English and one page in Portuguese, where you can find the summary in English and in Portuguese. And also everywhere I put a link to the automatic translation of my PhD web pages by Google, you know, and so it's possible and easy to read my thesis in many languages by this way. So just check on Wikiversity, go and see. And for sure, yes, be welcome to leave some comment, reaction on the talk page of the summary of my thesis in English or in Portuguese or in French. And by the way, I can make a better work, and that's it. I will finish here, and I hope this podcast is not too difficult for people who are speaking very fluently English. But anyway, I wish to everybody a good Wikimania 2021, and that's it. Goodbye.